Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to the show, my loves. I hope you're doing well, and I hope that you feel just a little bit lighter today compared to the beginning of the week. We've done some work this week around letting go, around shedding some layers and identifying things we have outgrown that we are ready to be free from. And today for our Feel Good Friday practice, I have a little meanie. It's a meanie one, but it's a very good one. A meanie ritual for you to do that can really help when it comes to letting go. The concept of letting go, of course, is very complex. It's very abstract, very hard to grasp. Oftentimes when we want to be free of something, we want to let something go, we can't really will ourselves to arrive at that place. We can't just wish for letting go to arrive and then one day it's just there for no reason. Letting go, I think, is more the acceptance of where we are in life. Letting go is the thing that comes after acceptance. Letting go is the bonus that arrives after we've done some really deep and really big healing work. It comes when the time is right. But there are things that we can do, ceremonies and rituals and acts that we can do to help us initiate the process. Almost like we are telling the universe that, hey, I am feeling really done with this. And having a ceremony or a ritual around letting go can really help us embody the thing we want to be free from. It can help us arrive at that place from mimicking the action of what we want to release.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So the ritual I want to share with you today, I want you to take some time journaling before you dive in. Just journaling on what you want to be free from. What are you surrendering? I am surrendering from my life. And then continue writing from that place. What are you surrendering from your life right now? What are you releasing? What are you letting go? You can use your own words, you know, use the word that you align with most. If it's letting go or shedding layers or surrendering or putting down, find the words that really align with you. Spend some time journaling on that so that you feel really, really clear on what it is that you really want to release. When you've done that, take a moment to write out one very clear sentence. One very clear sentence of what it is you want to let go of. And I want you to write that as an affirmation, as something that is present tense and something that is already happening. So, I am releasing from my life. And then you write that thing down. Or I am letting go of. Or I am surrendering. You know, write it in present tense. Use the wording that you feel really good about. And then I want you to go outside, take a little walk, go out into the woods, go to the park, go to a place where you feel a sense of calm, and take a really mindful walk. Just a walk where you're totally present, not listening to music, not on your phone. You're just anchoring into your breath, walking in nature. And when and where you feel the time is right, I want you to squat down, take a moment to connect with the earth, and then bury this little note. You can also do this in your own garden, in your own backyard. You can do it in a little pot of soil in your apartment if you want. Just any sacred place where you feel at home. You take a moment to make a little hole, bury the note, and as you cover the note with soil, feel yourself physically releasing this thing that you're ready to let go of. The act of burying something is a beautiful way to enact that process of release. Whenever I do a ritual like this, I always take a little moment placing my hands to the soil, just thanking Mother Earth for helping me release. Take a few minutes there to ground and meditate and feel yourself getting lighter and lighter and lighter. Now, of course, make sure you use just regular biodegradable paper. We're not using any plastics or anything that can't become one with the earth. So just be mindful around how you do that. And if you're unsure, just stay in your own backyard, your own garden, or use a little pot of soil at home. I hope you enjoy this practice. You can also, of course, do this very energetically, where you're burying something without actually having to bury a little note of paper, right? You can do this with your energy, envisioning the thing you want to release and how you're burying that in the ground and then walking away. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I hope this ritual serves you really well. Of course, make it your own. Take it and run with it. Make it a part of your day-to-day practice if it's helpful for you. I love envisioning how the earth can take everything that doesn't serve us, and turn it back into soil so that we can have new things grow from that fertile place. It is truth. It is the fundamental truth of nature. And it's also the truth of our own energy and of our own lives. We can let go of things that are ready to die, and from that place, have a rebirth and let new things grow again. Have a wonderful practice. Enjoy your weekend. And I'll be back on Monday.